Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, March 6, 2024. Stand up for your country. We are reporting from West Palm Beach, Florida today. And it's raining. That's okay. It's better than snow. It's about 80 degrees, a little humid, but that's Florida. That's South Florida. And we're happy to be here. So Super Tuesday gone, vanished. We'll see you in 4 years. And it's Biden versus Trump. Everybody knew that was going to happen. But I still believe, and I could be desperately wrong here, that Joe Biden's not going to make it onto the ticket in November. Something is going to happen. Remember, 8 months. Politics, pretty long time. But the political landscape in America is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. 15 states voted, one U.S. territory yesterday. Donald Trump won 14 states. Joe Biden won all 15. However, Biden lost American Samoa. You know where that is? Come on, you know, South Pacific. So Trump won 14 states. He lost Vermont by 3,000 votes. And Vermont is it's Bernie Sanders. Okay. So anyway, nothing really happened that was out of the ordinary. I was on News Nation last night when the polls closed at 9 o'clock Eastern time. And here's what I said. Go.
As far as Vermont is concerned, you know, they're troublemakers up there. Everybody knows that. They don't like him. And so they went with Nikki Haley, who they don't like either, but she's better than Trump. I think the story, though, going forward is Nikki Haley.
How so?
I think that she'll get out this week, maybe tomorrow. I know that because she has no media buys scheduled. And that's always the key. If the candidate has no media buys, that means they're done. She's done. But I think it was a noble effort by the ambassador's part. I, you know, to have no one run, or the Democratic side like Marianne Williamson, okay, but come on. But Haley was articulate. She stood her ground. She made some excellent points on abortion and other matters. And I respect the fact that she put herself out there.
Okay, so my prediction about Nikki Haley, of course, came true this morning, where she said she is dropping out of the race. Go.
I have always been a conservative Republican and always supported the Republican nominee. But on this question, as she did on so many others, Margaret Thatcher provided some good advice when she said, quote, never just follow the crowd. Always make up your own mind. It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that.
Okay, but she's going to endorse Trump probably pretty soon. Because if Nikki Haley doesn't endorse Trump, then she can't run a legitimate campaign because the RNC won't back her in 4 years, in 2028. She has to endorse Trump. And so she will, because she wants to be president. She wants to run again, and she'll try. So the turtle, Mitch McConnell, Senate minority leader, used to be majority leader, he endorsed Trump today. He doesn't like Trump. I mean, you know, they're not friendly at all. And, but he, you know, McConnell, you have to play the game at that level. So, as I've told you, I've reported, the reason that no Democrats ever in the Congress deviate away from leadership is because their money will get cut off. Republicans don't do that because they're not, they don't have a central authority like the Democratic Party is. But if you go against the nominee, Donald Trump, you can kiss your Republican career goodbye, all right? It's not going to happen. So Haley will endorse Trump. I don't know whether she'll campaign for him, but I wouldn't be surprised if a rapprochement took place. I wouldn't be surprised if you're out there. And that's a memo.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
All right, so media reaction. One of the reasons that cable TV news is declining so rapidly in audience is because it's so predictable. And we knew that was going to happen. All right, so everybody knew that Trump was going to win. And the fact that he lost in Vermont by 3,000 votes was a surprise, but it doesn't matter. All right, so MSNBC, let's run their soundbite first. Go.
Republican voters don't vote that way. They don't vote based on economics or based on the benefits they're getting economically from the president. They're increasingly, from the Tea Party on, they're voting on race. They're voting on this idea of an invasion of brown people over the border, the idea that they can't get whatever job they want. A black person got it, therefore drive all the blacks out of the colleges, get rid of DEI. That is what they're voting on.
Oh, what a bunch of bull. I mean, just to say, the Republican voters don't base on economics, don't vote on, I mean, it's just, and Republicans want to drive all the blacks out of colleges. So here, look, the woman has a right to say whatever she wants, but why is NBC paying for that? Why? It's so moronic. It doesn't matter what her ideology is. It doesn't matter that she sees everything in the prism of black and white. None of that matters. But to make a statement that Republicans want to drive all the blacks out of colleges, to say something like that, and then to pick up your check from NBC News, that could never have happened even 10 years ago. And that's how far standards have slipped. All right, let's go to CNN. Go.
83% of people who say they're very conservative are supporting Donald Trump. What is conservative about Donald Trump? Abandoning Ukraine to Putin? That's conservative. Isolationism? Where's the law and order conservatives when you got somebody with 91 felony counts? In other words, this guy has completely rewritten what it means to be a conservative.
Again, just now, Van Jones is not a moron. He isn't. He's a smart guy, but he's disingenuous. So to say that Donald Trump is an isolationist when he was in office for 4 years, okay, and he did an amazing amount of things overseas. So he renegotiated all of our economic treaties, all right, pulled us out of the global warming thing in Paris, moved the capital U.S. embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv, wiped out ISIS off the Middle East, okay? Convinced the Taliban not to attack American forces for 18 months, had a relationship with Putin that prevented Putin from invading anywhere. Remember, Putin took Crimea under Obama, all right? North Korea didn't cause any trouble because Trump went over there and had whatever he had, and China, always a problem, wasn't that much of a problem. We didn't hear about an invasion of Taiwan when Trump was president. So to say that Trump is an isolationist, and that was what Van Jones just said, is so contrary to the truth, it's stunning. But again, this is what is on American television now. There are no standards of accuracy, fairness. They just blather and throw out the stuff. Can you imagine if I'm sitting next to Van Jones? Number one, he wouldn't have said that because he knew I would have carved him up, okay? Number two, if he did say it, I would have just said exactly what I said to you. Are you kidding? Did you miss those 4 years that Trump was engaged overseas in almost every way? Trump's an isolationist. He's going to abandon Ukraine to Putin. Based on what? Donald Trump never said he was going to abandon Ukraine. He said he could end the war. Okay? I don't know whether he can end the war or not. That's what Trump said. He didn't say, I'm going to give Ukraine to Putin. So how do you know, Van? What are you doing? What are you basing that on? There is no basis, no factual basis of any of this analysis. Final. Back to MSNBC again. Go.
We want to do normal stuff. And they are talking, literally, Donald Trump is hosting Hungarian dictator Viktor Orban at Mar-a-Lago on Friday. And they're talking about building camps for millions of people. Right? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that they're talking about doing. Building camps for millions of people. Oh, and invading Mexico. Oh, and putting the U.S. Army with live ammunition in the streets of the United States to shoot American
and
citizens.
I just don't know really what to say. So I'm not quite sure that Donald Trump has come out and said he's going to put the U.S. Army with live ammunition on the streets of the United States to shoot American citizens. Does anybody know where when he said that? Anybody? Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. When did he say that? She just made it up. The camps are basically detention for people who violate borders. People who illegally enter countries are going to be detained. That's what she's talking about. Okay? So no, this is what she wants you to believe, and the few people who watch MSNBC, and they are few, okay? She wants you to believe, oh, these are Nazis. Now, here's an interesting aside. The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, big liberal, couldn't get more liberal, has announced today she's gonna put the National Guard in the subway. in New York City to protect people because Kathy Hochul can't, because she signed the no bail law. So she's the one putting the army on the streets or the subways of America, the liberal governor of New York, because things are so far out of control here in the city. I'm not in the city right now, but you know I live 20 miles outside. Okay, so you just heard three sound bites from the liberal cable television networks, none of which bear any resemblance to reality. They just make the stuff up and throw it on out. And their employers could not care less. I'm going to make one more point. And some of you are not going to like the point, but that's too bad. This is what the right did in the election fraud accusation. They threw it out. It's a fraud. Okay. Let's see it. File in the court, the federal court, that a vote in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, wherever you want, is fraud. Present the evidence, and we'll go through the process. That didn't happen. Okay, so you can say, and I always say this, Maddow and Reed and Jones are entitled to their opinion. And so are the people that think the 2020 election was a fraud. Donald Trump thinks that. But you can't say it as fact. And if you do, you lose all credibility. And that is hurting Donald Trump. Now, he's de-emphasized that, but he still. But I would tell the president, former president, if you win re-election, and you're Grover Cleveland, second president to serve non-consecutive terms, first thing you do is appoint a special counsel to look at that 20 election. And you use all the power of the Justice Department, subpoena power, warrants, everything. And you get that evidence. That would be the biggest service that Donald Trump could do this country, if finally he could bring the power of the federal government to investigate what he believes was the most massive fraud in the history of this country. That fair? And again, I go back to my theme. These people on television are just saying this garbage and being paid to say it. I'll tell you what, I worked at Fox News for 20 years plus. If I said anything that I couldn't back up, there was a discussion. Now, I never did, so I wouldn't put myself in that position. But if I came out and said, Donald Trump or Barack Obama or Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton are going to put soldiers with live ammunition on the streets of, I would have been challenged by management at Fox News at the time. And we all knew you couldn't do that. Every one of us working at Fox News way back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Print media. USA Today. Gannett newspaper, very far left. Shame. Here's their headline after Super Tuesday, right? Throw it on up there. Nikki Haley defeats Trump in Vermont. That was the headline. Not Trump wins 14 out of 15. Nikki Haley defeats Trump in Vermont. This is USA Today. It's like, okay. New York Times. This is another great headline. Amid age concerns, the White House tries to a new strategy. Let Joe be Joe. Okay. President Biden pushing his aides to let him be himself. Ahead of the 2024 election, staffers and people close to the president told the New York Times. More anonymous sources. It should be the New York Anonymous. They should just change their title of their news service. New York Anonymous. Every day, anonymous, anonymous. So let me get this straight. The president of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, has to get permission from his aides for him to be genuine. That's what this article says. That's what the headline says, okay? Let Joe be Joe. But he can't be Joe now because his staff says you can't be Joe, Joe. But now Joe wants to be Joe. So he's going to push his aides to let him be Joe. It's just Twilight Zone stuff. Yeah, okay. State of the Union, dubious Thursday, I call it. So I talked about this on Hannity today on the radio, and we have that posted on BillO'Reilly.com. We do Hannity every Wednesday. We're pleased to do his radio program. I think he's got 700 stations now or something. I mean, the thing is just a monster. Anyway, the State of the Union address is going to be delivered 9 p.m. Thursday evening, and Joe Biden is up there. The shortest State of the Union was Richard Nixon. I believe it was 32 minutes in 1972. Okay? Nixon got in, second term, out of there. Okay. The longest was President William Henry Harrison. You all know him. 2 hours outside in the freezing cold. And it killed him. His inaugural address, Harrison's inaugural address, as you'll read in Confronting the Presidents, my upcoming book, nice plug, O'Reilly, killed him. Now, I suspect that Biden's will be about 40 minutes, okay? And he hasn't gone to work. I mean, I really hadn't done much in the last 6 days because he's rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing. Remember, Joe Biden does not write a word. Donald Trump doesn't write his speeches either, to be fair, okay? But Trump, he's got a little bit more input, okay? Biden has no input. They put it on a prompter. He reads it. Now, they have to desperately hope that Joe Biden can read the words off the teleprompter. And the letters are going to be like this. They're going to be huge. Because if he falters, if he doesn't get through it, if he garbles, he's done. That'll be it. Because it's easy. The State of the Union address is easy. You look into a camera. The words are huge in front of you. Every 2 minutes, your party is clapping, all right? And the other party's making faces. I told Hannity today, and I think he dissented a little bit on this, it would be very harmful to the Trump candidacy in the Republican Party if any of the congresspeople heckle Biden during the State of the Union. You need to have respect. This is American tradition. If you want to make a face, if you want to fall asleep, okay. Don't blurt stuff out. Because that makes you and your party look bad. Now, there are people capable of doing that. You know that. I hope they don't. And if they do, I will be on them. So I'm going to write my Sunday column on the State of the Union. We're off tomorrow. Down here in Florida, I have stuff I have to do. And there's nothing I can do anyway because State of the Union is at 9 p.m. But I'm going to tweet and I'm going to write the column and everything. And this is it. Biden's got to get through it. There are times when he has done a pretty good job reading that teleprompter and other times when he has not. But that's the pressure because we all know what Biden's going to say. He is the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. So I put together three sound bites. Okay. I know this is mean, and I know, but it's so important that you know. And you tell other people what this is. So we'll start with President Biden's explanation about Afghanistan. Go.
The extraordinary success of this mission was due to the incredible skill, bravery, and selfless courage of the United States military and our diplomats and intelligence professionals. Now, one reason we've seen inflation fall by two-thirds without losing jobs is corporate profits are coming back down to earth. The excesses are being eliminated by the corporations. If you take a look at the number of people who are coming, the vast majority, the overwhelming majority of people coming to the border and crossing are being sent back.
No, they're not. This is what I mean. So he's going to say, let's just go over one by one. All right. The success of the mission was due to the incredible skill, the extraordinary success of the Afghan withdrawal. There isn't a person on earth other than Joe Biden who could possibly subscribe to that description. Then he says inflation has fallen by two-thirds. You ignited inflation by slapping regulations on the fossil fuel industry the first day you were in the presidency. And then the fuel went up and everything went up with it. And inflation, you're talking about a number, but you're not talking about the essentials of life. And then he says, the reason that inflation is falling is because corporate profits are coming back down to earth. That's not true. And if you got your insurance premium, you know it's not true. But he's going to say whatever he wants. They all do it. I know they all do it. But Biden takes it further than I've ever seen any politician take it. Finally, I mean, this speaks for itself. The vast majority of people come in here, we send them back. No, you don't. I mean, you don't. That's totally false. And that's what you can expect Thursday night. I've created more jobs than God, okay? I brought inflation. We have the border under control. It's a Republican's fault. They wouldn't sign the bill. They wouldn't. And you just sit there and go, oh, my God. And again, to plug the book, Confronting the Presidents, you will see in that book how Biden stacks up. He's created the problems, okay? Whereby a guy like Herbert Hoover, horrible president, he didn't create the Great Depression. He walked into it, but he couldn't solve it and didn't really care about the folks. That's why he's a terrible president, Herbert Hoover. But Biden created these problems. Okay. As you all know, if you watch the No Spin News and listen to me on a radio, the far left controls what Joe Biden does, the progressive left. The leader of the progressive left in political realm is Bernie Sanders, who shows up on Colbert last night. Go.
What is it that makes you angriest about capitalism? Because we live in a capitalistic system.
What makes me angry is the massive inequalities that exist. Look, a few blocks away from here, there are people sleeping out on the street. people are dying because they can't afford health care. And you got three people who own more wealth than the bottom half of American society. Nobody will ever convince me that that is morally or economically acceptable.
Now, Sanders believes what he says. So he believes that people are dying because they can't afford health care, even though Obamacare provides free health care. And if you're in the Medicaid system, that's state-by-state health care. If you're in a Medicare system, that's the federal. How can you die? Because you're covered. But Sanders apparently doesn't know that. And then he goes, the homeless people. Homeless people are there on the streets because the overwhelming majority of them are addicted to drugs and alcohol. That's why. They can't work. They won't work. They want to get high. It has nothing to do with capitalism. This is the land of opportunity. But Bernie Sanders wants a communist nation. He's a communist. He's not a socialist. He would seize assets, private property, if he could. And this is the guy that's running the progressive left. Now, according to a Harris poll, 25% of the American population doesn't want capitalism. And it's a growing number as people become dumber and less incentivized to work. They want the government to give them everything. So we're at a quarter now that agree with Bernie.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Smart life. Okay. So Delta Airlines, and I like Delta. They've announced they're going to raise their checked bag fees by 17%. So if you check two bags, you could pay almost $100 just to check two bags where you're going. And all the others will follow this. So U.S. Airlines took in $7 billion, $7 billion last year in airline checked bag fees. That's a lot of money, $7 billion. So they're jacking it up. Why? Because they can't. And then you go and are you going to get your luggage? Well, 2,250,000 bags were lost or damaged last year. That's a lot. Okay. Worldwide, 26 million pieces of luggage are delayed or damaged. So if you're flying abroad, okay, smart life tip, and you can thank me for this, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. You can send your bag, UPS, through the post office. You got to pack it, got to get a little thing, you pack it up, and you send it. Okay? 2-day, 3-day delivery, it's not that bad. If you send it to a hotel, you've got to get the name of the concierge, okay, or the head bell person, put that name, and you got to have them expecting it, but you can send it any way you want. And if you have a connecting flight, you're hauling these bags, and no. UPS, your post office, whatever, you can send it. You go in, they'll give you a little box, you take it home, put everything else in it, boom. That's how you do it. Smart life tip. Credit card late fees, they're killing. Now, this is a good thing the Biden administration are doing. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, finalized a rule yesterday that tells the credit card companies you have to reduce your late fees. So if a person doesn't pay on time, it's 24, 25% VIG, can't do that anymore. This will be challenged in court, I'm sure, but this is a good thing because credit card companies are gouging. You know, 25%, that's a gouge, that's extortion, that's soprano stuff. This is a good thing. Chubby people, Zoftig, all right, rotund. According to the Lancet Journal, which is a prestigious health journal, 1 billion adults and children globally are now obese. 1 billion. USA, 44% of American women, 42% of American men, obese. For children, girls' obesity has risen from 12 to 19%. Boys, 12 to 22%. US ranks 10th highest in the world for obesity in men. Now, this is happening for one reason and one reason only: sugar. So you know who the chubbiest people on the planet are? You know where they live? American Samoa, that voted against Joe Biden, okay? And Micronesia and Polynesia in the South Pacific. Why? Because diets there are heavily sugar-centric. You would think that they wouldn't be, because you can grow fruit and vegetables. Now, if you're overweight, it's going to come get you. I've told you and told you and told you. All right? So I drink sparkling ice, and I'm getting a lot of good mail on it. I don't have any company ties or anything like that. No sugar. Got a sweetener in it. Okay? Try it. And there's other beverages that are decent tasting. Knock that sugar stuff out of your drinks, and then cut the desserts down to 2 a week. And you'll see it melt right off. And then walk. All right, this day in history, Walter Cronkite, March 6, 1981, 43 years ago, packs it in, retires. So Cronkite was born in 1916 in Missouri. He was a journalist in World War II in the North Atlantic. Then CBS hired him. He worked there for 31 years and was the anchor man at the CBS Evening News for 19 years. Here's what he said in 1981. Go.
Furthermore, I'm not even going away. I'll be back from time to time with special news reports and documentaries, and beginning in June, every week with our science program, Universe. Old anchormen, you see, don't fade away. They just keep coming back for more. And that's the way it is. Friday, March 6th, 1981. I'll be away on assignment, and Dan Rather will be sitting in here for the next few years. Good night.
So CBS forced Cronkite to retire because he was 65 years old. Rather took over. I worked for Rather, as you may know. And I interviewed Cronkite shortly after that for WFSB in Hartford, Connecticut, where I was the anchor man. And Cronkite regretted that CBS forced him out. He did not want to leave. And I got it out of him. He died age 92, 2009. Okay, we got lively mail and a little final thought that will interest you, I hope. We'll be right back. Okay, let's get to the mail. We got Ken Barr in Coventry, Rhode Island. During Super Tuesday, I was flipping around and came across CBS. Just like Walter Cronkite. One commentator was completing his point, asking a rhetorical question of, do we want another Trump presidency? And anchorwoman Nora O'Donnell said, no. I thought journalists, especially the anchor for a news network, were supposed to remain neutral. That's gone. They were supposed to, but they don't. Now, I can't verify that Nora O'Donnell said that. I know Nora. She's a liberal woman, but I can't verify. But I trust you, Ken. That's why I'm doing it. But no, those days are gone. The anchors, they feign that they're independent, but they're not. Pat Shea, Chicago. You mentioned, O'Reilly, that you think Governor Huckabee Sanders would be a good choice for Trump's VP, but would it be a good choice for her? She's very young and should have a long political career ahead, but a Trump loss buries her national political career. No, it doesn't. No. No, if Governor Huckabee Sanders runs and Trump loses, she'll get the nomination in 28. They don't take it out on VPs. George is a concierge member. Thank you, George. George has an insurance policy for his life. George says, let's just quit NATO and tune out. What's worse that can happen? Call your legislators, tell them the United States should quit NATO. So, George, you're desperately wrong, even though I love you because you're a concierge member. Global economy is all tied in. Okay, so what happens in Europe, what happens in Asia, affects how we live here in the United States. Can't be isolationists anymore. We pull out of NATO, guess who's coming across the border? That would be Putin, okay? He'd love that. The terrorists would love that. It would just be a debacle. So, can't pull out of NATO, got to strengthen NATO. There are bad people all over the world. Bruce, the reason the GOP is not getting donations is because they don't deserve them. Republican caucus in the House barely votes as a block. They kept the incompetent GOP chairman in after the 2020 debacle. Okay? Victor, the left is totally insane and blinded by hatred. It's hard to, I know, it's hard. Michael Overhaas, Wellsville, Missouri. I watched the No Spin News religiously. Tell everyone that O'Reilly is the best source for truthful information. One of your news segments, you mentioned Mexico is a narco state, and you could not understand how parents could allow their kids to go down there on spring break. Well, I'll have an answer. Parents are not in control. I've been working in the juvenile industry for 2 decades. The amount of parentless kids in a country should scare people. When I say parentless, I mean they're there physically, but not emotionally for their kids. I believe that. I absolutely believe that. That more derelict parents exist today in the United States than have ever existed before. Selfish, selfish, selfish. Grant and Charlene Weed, Layton, Utah. We are 88 years old, 60 years of being married happily. We've listened to you, Bill, since you started at Fox News. We look forward to each No Spin News broadcast. We appreciate the way you present the news and the way you promote good behavior. You have a great history course by reading all of your killing books, and we are now into Killing the Witches, a sad time for the nation's history. Yeah, Killing the Witches, phenomenally successful book. I get the numbers now, and whew, I mean, we really sold a lot of copies. And if you haven't read it, you might check it out, BillO'Reilly.com. When you renew your premium and concierge membership, get a free book, any free book. Confronting the Presidents, out September 10th. And if you want to pre-order it, we will not bill you until we ship it to you. All right? Word of the day, do not be sardonic. Wait, confronting the Presidents up there. You're a little late with that. Okay, isn't that a good cover? St. Martin's Press did a nice job designing that cover. I usually design all the covers. That one, I picked some of it, but they did a nice job doing that. Men on the back of the president's there. So where did they not be sardonic? S-A-R-D-O-N-I-C. Final thought coming your way after these announcements. Okay, final thought. Little braggadocio, if you don't mind. So I think for the past 6 months, I have been 100% accurate in my political predictions. And I don't know, that's not easy. Now, people, you know, wherever I go, people know me. Well, what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen in November. 8 months, a long time. Anything, you know, stuff's going to occur. Can't make a prediction now. But for Nikki Haley on, I told you down. So the reason I'm telling you this is because I want you to spread the word about premium concierge membership on BillO'Reilly.com. The more members we get, the stronger we are. And we have hundreds of thousands of people, but we'd like to get millions of people. So if you think we're worthy, spread that word, Paul Revere. Now tomorrow, as I said, I'll be off. I'll be tweeting, around State of the Union time. Sunday, I'll write a column on the State of the Union. Friday, I'll have some tweets going out. So stay with us, at Bill O'Reilly. That's our tweet address. Very easy, at Bill O'Reilly. They come in, and I don't bother you. It's just like boom, 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 boom. Okay? All right. So Florida. This state is vibrant. And as you know, Hannity moved down here, and he's hawking me to come down. I can't right now because of family obligations in New York and businesses there. And I'm running three corporations now. I got 60 people working for me, 6-0. So I have a lot of responsibilities. But if you can take the heat, and I mean that literally, if you can handle the heat, Florida's a nice place to live. Especially if you like the ocean and the Gulf, and they're not bothering you down here. Okay, you got a lot more freedom here than you will have in California or New York or Illinois or Massachusetts, especially if you're a business person. They're not all over you, which is important. So we always like coming down here. As you know, I taught high school down in Florida for a couple of years, way back when in the Stone Age. And I didn't have a blackboard. I've just put the lessons on the cave wall. That's how long ago it was. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you on Monday.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.